I'd like to welcome everyone to this podcast episode, which features a short Q&A with Willie Carrington, the recruiter behind the recent placement of McDonald's Global Chief Diversity Officer.
As always, I'm your host, Adam Shapiro, brand development leader at Hunt Scanlon Media, and this is Talent Talks. It is arguably the most important Global Chief Diversity Officer search to come along in years. Chicago-based recruiting firm Carrington & Carrington just snared Major League Baseball's diversity head, Wendy Lewis, to serve as Chief Diversity Officer at billion-dollar fast food giant McDonald's. Ms. Lewis has ranked among MLB's highest-rated Black executives consistently, and she's replacing a Black woman who's been helping to trailblaze McDonald's brand for 40 years. Today, we are here with the recruiter behind it all, Willie Carrington. Willie has been playing his trade in the recruiting profession for 37 years, and over this time, his business has become one of the most respected African-American-owned search firms in the nation. Willie's belief has always been a simple one: strength through diversity and inclusion. That personal and professional credo has helped Willie keep his clients' business competitive by keeping their talent pipelines diverse.
Willie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's our pleasure. So, Willie, this search you've just completed for McDonald's must rank right up there with some of your top placements ever.
Well, it's a classic search, and our firm being a member of AESC and kind of abiding by some of the guidelines that we have developed over the years with AESC, you know, we approach this assignment no differently. And all assignments like this are difficult because each company has a peculiar desire to shape it exactly for them, which in many respects prevents many candidates from officially being qualified. So you have to kind of filter through a good number of people in order to identify the right one, two, three, or four who fit the profile.
Well, thank you for that further detail. I'm sure the impact this placement will have on one of the world's leading consumer brands can't be overstated. How important is this placement, Willie, for McDonald's?
Well, as you know, it is a key component of what McDonald's does. If you can picture McDonald's, it is fundamentally a company that is into every community, almost on every other street, with a brand name that people begin to see when they are 3 and 4 years old. Not just see, but participate in and visit when they are as early as 3. Sometimes kids, the first words out of their mouth might be McDonald's, one of the first words, because they see it all the time. So this person plays a critical role in keeping the communication lines open between the company, the franchises, and the various diversity of people who work in and around McDonald's and eventually are responsible for becoming key players in McDonald's, which, as you know, is strong on promoting from the bottom up. So this position has been exceedingly important for McDonald's, and they made sure we knew how important the position and the right person would be.
I appreciate that inside insight, Willie, and it leads well into my next question. Why did you turn to Major League Baseball as a hunting ground of all places? What were you looking for as you developed your shortlist?
Well, it's interesting. Don't think I would have done it if it were just something coming from my head or from our body of information presently in our company. As you know, in an assignment like this, your research team does a lot of pulling of things together. And in this case, Wendy Lewis is her name. Her name came to the front. And as you so clearly have suggested, it would not have been a top of mind thought. But when you look underneath, you realize, oh, Major League Baseball is made up of a bunch of franchises. Secondly, Major League Baseball franchises are independent owners, although they are affiliated with Major League Baseball. So there's this multi-tier leadership that takes place. So, you know, they make their decisions, but they make their decisions in reference to some guidelines set by an overriding body. Well, that's exactly what McDonald's is in many respects. Although in Major League Baseball, they are billionaires. In one sense or another, the franchise owners see themselves as being really big shots, too, and they really are in their communities and do a lot of things to support those communities. So the similarities became obvious after we got farther along into the assignment. So, and that, of course, you don't know until you have looked at a large body of candidates, some you've known before, some who were recommended to you by people you spoke to, and some generated from our internal research. And over a period of weeks, you begin to call that down until a body of candidates that you will want to talk with, and subsequently a smaller number that you want to see. And McDonald's made it easy and difficult for us. They said, we aren't restricting it to people from our industry, hospitality, food service. We want you to just look at body of candidates. Well, that makes it possible for you to have a large number of candidates from different industries and functions. But it also means that you must see a lot more people or consider a lot more people. So in one way, the broad approach made it easy and it made it harder because so many people wanted to be considered. The other part about a company like McDonald's, we really kind of kept the promoting of the job on we didn't broadly promote it because we knew that it would generate so much interest that it might overwhelm us. So we kept it very close. And, of course, a large body of people did want to be considered. We had processed them and came up with what we think was a good body of candidates, reasonable choices, broad experiences. Some been in the industry for a very, very long time. Some been in the industry for a shorter period of time. All haven't been in the industry for 20 or so years. And that is how we got to the point of presenting the lady from the Major League Baseball along with four others. And wow. Naturally, we are not the ones who make the final decision. It is up to them. So they thought all of them were quite good. And then finally, out of the five, invited three back for final interviews and made a selection from those three.
That's great, Willie. So how difficult is it for a company like McDonald's to replace someone like Ms. Harris, who previously held the role, who's been helping to steer its brand for some four decades? And how much pressure did that add to your task at hand?
Quite a bit. It's good pressure. It's a good run. She had a good run. She represents something of an institution, which frightens some people, and they say, I don't want to be the person to follow that. That's okay. That saved us time and effort. And but she has written books. She's well known. So you don't replace Patricia Harris. In effect, you are finding someone to bring a new sense of direction and to build upon what she has done. What she did was took some giant steps and made some deep imprints that would not be easily removed, almost in stone. And what you're doing in a case like that is not erasing any of those big footprints. You're adding to them, and you're taking some additional steps. As you know, diversity is not one of those things that's going to be resolved in any few years, we say it's a march of 1,000 years. So that means there will be many, many people who come after anyone who has done the kind of work that Pat has done. And hopefully they can leave some deep imprints for the next person to come along. It is very different from most positions in that there are classic models of what works for a company if you are a CFO, classic models for what works for a company if you are a CMO. And many times you can just repeat the model. Diversity is one of those nebulous areas which changes a lot and gets affected by so many things in the market, and in many respects moves forward and then moves backwards somewhat and then moves forward. It is just challenging and tough because it interferes with so much of our senses about how things should top of merit first, which of course never existed, but it is a good term that's used and not very questioned as much, but when it comes to selecting because of a particular thing, such as the person being diverse, or a person being a woman, a person being a minority, a person being disabled, a person being gay, riles our senses in general. So those things make this job always difficult. Coming after someone like Pat makes it even more difficult. But let me assure you this. They were blessed with Patricia because she gave them good notice. She was on very, very good terms with Steelia. She's still there helping Miss Lewis to get settled and probably would be there through the end of the year. And they would probably want her to hang around longer, but she has things she'd like to do. So
yeah, that kind of leads very well, you know, into another interesting point that you just brought up. So I'm told the outgoing and incoming chief diversity officers plan to work together for several months in order to work towards a seamless transition. How unusual is that? I can't recall the last time I've heard about a succession plan being played out like that.
It's highly unusual, and most of the time we don't recommend it because we think that in some ways it can affect the success of the new person with the old person being there, particularly if they want to make strategic changes. In this case, I believe it should work quite well. Pat is primarily going to be invisible doing her going on with her life and moving back and forth as it is requested by Wendy, letting Wendy do what she needs to do. And I think that the beauty of it happening now is that the whole company is undergoing tremendous change. You know, you have a new president, you have a new head of human resources, it's called a people officer, and you have just new players, the new chief of staff. You have new players who are looking at diversity through the lens of a new person, and not necessarily being influenced by what Patricia has done. Although it is there, it is not that is the same team of people will be trying to implement it with Wendy. So I would say that if the timing were 5 years ago, it would be, I would not have recommended it. But because there's so much change going on, I don't see it as being a distraction.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much for your insight and perspective. We very much enjoyed having you on the show.